Hello, good people, and welcome back to Life is Sound. We're back with another episode. Today is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be doing a solo episode with just myself. And the way that this has come about is me and Maureen, we did a full episode for you guys, an hour and a half long. And when I came to edit, I realized there was a bit of a technical problem. So we decided, you know, these things happen. Let's just record it again. And it turns out Maureen's not too well. So she's got the voice of Barry White at the moment. So I decided to turn this into an episode where I speak directly to you guys and we have a conversation, an important conversation about creativity. So for at least half of my life now, I would say I've been a true creative in terms of I've pursued something that I have a deep passion for and a thing that is like an endless journey that no matter how much I pursue it or how much I take part in it, I never get bored. I'm always in that childlike state of pure bliss when I'm doing it. And that thing is music. So since the age of 15, I've been a music producer, someone who has written music, produced music, performed music, an artist, producer, writer. And the things that I've learned throughout my life from the age of 15, now I'm 36. I know you guys are watching this thinking, no way, God bless you. And there's things that I've been through on my creative journey, things that I've learned now I'm at this age. And it's led me to ask, you know, the questions of what is this thing that we call creativity? Because it's so different for different people and different individuals. We all have different approaches to the creative process. But I found as I've got older, and especially with music, one thing that's always blown my mind has been how you could be in the shower on a Monday morning or Tuesday at midnight, no matter what time of day or night it is, and all of a sudden you can have, bang, a lyric or melody come into your brain and you have nothing but an urge to get that down into some form of recording to make sure that you remember it. The worst thing as a creative songwriter, producer, whatever your vocation is, is when you have that idea and you tell yourself, oh, I'll remember that. I'd say 98% of the time, by the time, if you let any other part of life interfere, oh, I remember that and I'll record it later. If you engage in other life activities, for me, 98% of the time, I'm going to forget that thing. And it's over the years, it's led me to like question and potentially, I'm not even question, I believe this now, that we are receptors of these ideas. These ideas are not generated by us. And I suppose so many creatives can like attest to this, that you might have an idea and wherever you're at in life, and this is not just about music, this is somebody who creates ideas and tries to manifest them in the physical form or through an art form like music, poetry, filmmaking, whatever your endeavor is. If you have that idea and you don't manage to bring it into the world from thought to existence, then a lot of the time you will see somebody else will make that thing happen. And that's happened countless times for me with ideas outside of music. And I will see eventually a year or two, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, however long, someone would have made it happen. And that led me down the path of believing that we are channeling these ideas from the universe, from consciousness that we're all tapped into. Whether you're someone who believes in the universe or spirituality or whatever, for me, I believe we're all tapped into it, and some are just aware of that and others aren't. But we're all still taking ideas from this space. And I think Pharrell said that recently, and it's something I've thought about for years. And I feel like creators are now starting to have this conversation about where these ideas come from. So we are the receptors, we are the antennas, we are the channelers of these ideas. And for me, a beautiful thing, and a lot of musicians or songwriters or people who perform or write music in a studio, when you've got music on loop and you're trying to come up with ideas, the magic is in the free state of flowing. Now, some people will sit down with a pad and a pen and they'll start writing lyrics and then they'll let the melodies flow. For me, I love to, if I've got a track in front of me, let that track loop and then just see what comes. And it's so interesting, like, that, yeah, we have, you know, our creative patterns where we'll stick to similar melodies and that's how you kind of shape yourself as an artist and you become known for a certain sound. But I always find it mind-blowing that I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? And it's led me to believe that we are all tapped into this creative energy, that if we choose to avoid it, just goes to the next person. That's, for me, the way the universe works. It's constantly wanting to expand and push ideas through individuals for that expansion of the universe. And if we don't choose to go forward with that, it will just go to the next person who can make that happen. And creativity is, for me, also been a huge battle and struggle. I think being an artist, any type of artist, I've only ever been a musician, an artist in that way. And we all know the, you know, the archetype, the struggle of the artist, the struggling artist, the artist who has to suffer. And I've certainly felt that, like, I had a really big shift, and I'm going to get my friends on one day. We're going to have to talk about this part of my life and their life, because it was such a beautiful time. That I used to be in a band with my friends, and when I was in that band, the music was very, like, upbeat, and it was there for people to enjoy themselves and have fun. And we did talk about struggles, but mainly, like, financial struggles and coming from where we're from, you know, life on the estate and growing up without dads in the household, and, you know, just talking about our lives. You know, none of us come from money. We grew up in, you know, on estates. And that was a certain energy being in that band and being an artist within that band. What we all created together was absolute magic when I look back on it. And as I've spoken on the podcast before, I had a really traumatic event happen to me, which affected my creativity. When that happened, I was suffering, and I definitely went into the place of the suffering artist. I was suffering in life in general, but my creative process completely shifted. And then I was at home writing songs to heal me rather than writing songs for enjoyment or the entertainment of others. And my creative identity completely shifted from being a guy on stage who would grab the mic and you can't tell me anything in that moment. I am the guy. I am going to destroy this stage, and I've got my friends here to do it with me. And that was our attitude. And that's why if anyone ever came to one of our shows, you know what it was like. It was very different to the music we recorded and made. It was absolute pure joy and anarchy and crazy energy. And when that event happened in my life, you know, I lost a partner. It shifted me into a completely different space. So I started to see creativity in a different way. Music became my healing. And I picked up a guitar. I taught myself guitar. And that became a new way of writing music for me on my own without my friends. I'd always made music with people. I'd always wrote music with people, apart from when I come home and, you know, sit at home and write bars and write lyrics, knowing that tomorrow I'm going to be at this set, or I'm going to be linking my friends Simeon and Adeo and Pharaoh and Curtis, and we're all going to have new lyrics. So I've got to have fresh lyrics. And apart from having, you know, that experience, this new experience of writing music on my own from a place of suffering was very new to me. And it kind of saved my life. That's the only way I can put it. It really did save my life that I was able to sit down with a guitar, which was a new instrument to me. I knew how to write songs and knew how to produce, but I'd never really done it on my own. And I'd always been a producer, so I'd always sat at home and make beats and write songs, but again, never from that place of like full internalizing and processing what I'm going through and putting that out into a creative form of a song. That process there saved my life and it shifted me as an artist. So I found it very difficult to step back into that with the band. You know, go back into that space of being on stage, being a happy-go-lucky, you know, upbeat, fun, bring the vibes to everyone when I wasn't in that space in my life. And it was probably the main reason why I left the band at that time. And I really do want to have a podcast with the guys to discuss this because it's such a beautiful story. And when you look at what everyone's doing now, it's, you really could turn that into a movie and what everyone's been through in their own individual way. You really could write a book about those times. So yeah, that did end up in me leaving the band because creativity had changed. So that was quite a while ago now, so about 11 years ago. And since then, creativity for me has been a push and pull, a real battle. And I also realized that creativity for me is linked to mental health. So there'd be times where my mental health would be suffering in life and I would think it would be life was getting on top of me and I was really struggling. But then I realized that if I sat down and made music, all of a sudden this darkness would lift off me after like a session in my studio at home. Maybe I'd be in there 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, but guaranteed I would feel better. And again, one thing I started to realize is as a creative, if I'm not being creative, I start to wilt. It's like a flower not being watered. It's like a flower with no sunlight. That's when I started to realize that it's my purpose here to pursue creative endeavors on this earth, whether it's music, whether it's something else. You know, try different things, lean into different things. If one thing doesn't work, that's okay. Explore something else. We've been programmed by society to think that if we try something and it doesn't work, you've failed. You've not failed. You tried something as a creative and that's what you're here to do. And over the years, I've had so many people, especially in relationships at the time, people see me as a professional musician with a record deal to now being a struggling artist and somebody struggling to find the way in life. And I've had people tell me that maybe it's time to give up the music, which is essentially saying maybe it's time to give up being a creative. And sometimes you can let that seep into your being. You can let that outside influence really affect you. And thank God I never listened to those voices or those, you know, people with opinions in my life at the time, because me sticking on the path of being a creative and never stopping that has led me to one of the best places I've ever been in life. And I feel truly blessed to be able to say that I'm in a place where I get paid to be creative and I wake up every day thankful for that. It's a beautiful thing. So I would love to say to you guys, whatever you are pursuing, even when you feel like you're up against the wall or you're not making any money from the thing that you're doing, which is a creative endeavor, it's very difficult to make money from being a creative. We all know that struggle. And it's that age-old story about, you know, the person digging for the diamond or the gold, the person that just gives up, not realizing that the gold or the diamonds are like 1 meter away on the other side of that digging. And, you know, you got the other guy who keeps going and he doesn't give up and he reaches that place of riches. He has the patience or she has the patience to keep going and is rewarded for that. And I truly believe when you dedicate yourself to something, whatever the path is, that you will get there. You have to be good at it. You know, there's no point in trying to be a singer if you can't sing. But you've got to really push at these things and keep going and explore new avenues all the time. And I felt guilty over the years, you know, where you have those moments where life is just lifing and things are really difficult and you might slip out of those routines of being as creative as you can be. And it's a really difficult space as a creative person when you hit that space, because this is kind of the thing that keeps you ticking. But I feel like it's really easy to play these two worlds off against each other, which I've done in my life, which is you feel guilty when you're not being creative or you've not made music for a while. And then you start to become unhappy and you forget that the thing that brings you happiness is being creative. Sometimes you have to go and live in the world of just being a human for a bit and let experience build up so it can impact your process and your flow of being a creative. Sometimes you need that life experience to be able to get new ideas as a writer or a musician and bring them through and manifest them into a song or make sure you come in from a really authentic place. And I've always played those two things off each other, like really struggle with the balance of that, you know, living life as a human and being a creative. And now I'm at the point in my life where all I want to do is just create. I'm at that point where nights out don't matter to me. It's probably coming with age as well, but it's like nights out don't matter to me. Socializing with the wrong people don't matter to me. I would rather sit at home and create and put something out into the world that hopefully can make an impact in some way. And it's one of the reasons I started this podcast is I want to try and help people from the conversations I'm having with people and some of the knowledge that I've acquired in my life, myself, and, you know, have conversations with you guys through the art form of podcasting and hopefully impact you guys. And again, it's another creative avenue that I'm going to explore and I'm enjoying doing it. And sometimes when you share ideas with people, what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, you really got to watch outside influences as a creative, because creatives, we're very, very vulnerable. We are creative and very insecure with our creativity. We could have 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people stand in front of us and say, hey, I love what you've done there. But if you've got one person that says, yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Okay, tell me why. What could I have done better? Where could I have changed it? Because our process is to create is always synonymous with perfection. It's really difficult for a creative person to let something go in the world. So this is why when I ever see someone just letting their art out in the world, I just clap for you and I'm like, well done, because I know how hard it is to get to the finish line. I'm someone who does a lot on my own. I create a lot of stuff on my own. And it's something that I want to get back into, open myself up to being creative around other creative people and collaborating, because I do a lot on my own. It's really hard to get to that finish line of letting something go. So when I see people, you know, put a song out or a film, or, you know, people that I know within my creative circle, I'm just like, well done, because it's not easy to get to that point where you let things go, and creative people are really insecure in their art. We're putting a piece of ourselves into something and we're getting it out there. And that applies also to this podcast, you know, to talk, have conversations with Maureen and, you know, my friend Tim and Hannah, these people that have been so influential in my life, and share a part of myself with people that I know and also strangers. It's a very vulnerable space, but I'm happy to explore it because I'm being creative with it and it's fun. And that's one thing I'm open to now, is just trying new things and seeing what I enjoy doing. It's hard as a creative because these things take time. So when you want to produce things, it's not an instantaneous thing. You really have to dedicate yourself to these things and put the time in. And when you put these things out, you might not see instant results. But you've got to make sure you're doing it for the right reason. You've got to make sure you're enjoying it. what you're trying to get out of it. Is it monetary gain? Is it to help other people? As long as you set those kind of expectations in place, just create. That's what you're here to do. If you're denying creativity, you're denying your purpose, your God-given universal talents. And I've really felt that guilt over the years when I've had those lulls and creativity I felt isn't flowing, or I've even stopped it from flowing. And one of my friends shared something on Instagram a few days ago, and I had to screenshot it, so I'll read out this post. And it really resonated with me. And these questions that come up for us when we're not in that mode of creating, it is easy to start saying things like, well, am I even a creative anymore? And this was the post. I'll read it out. You are still a creative even when you've spent a long time away from your art. And it's so true. I've had that battle so many times where I'm like, am I even a creative person anymore? Have I lost it? And I've gone through that for many years because maybe I wasn't professionally making money from my creative endeavors where I had done in the past. So it brought up a lot of questions. And another one is, you're still a creative even if you're not sharing it on social media. And that is such a true thing now. As a creative, we create and we put out onto these platforms that let people see it. And we're waiting for that kind of response to the thing that you've created. And you're waiting for the accolades or whatever it is we seek as creatives when we're putting this produce out there for people to consume. It is such a strange time that we feel like we're only succeeding if we're getting all the likes and all the love. And for me, I keep saying this to my friends, and I'm saying it to friends that are super successful, and I'm super proud of them, all the way down to people who feel like they're not really getting anywhere. And it's like, it's not about the likes. It's not about how much money you're making from music. I watched a documentary late at night on TV about 3-4 in the morning. And it was about Renaissance painters, Renaissance artists from that period of Renaissance art. I don't know much about that space, but it was an interesting program. And there was this artist that at the time when he was a painter, when he was alive, he was painting all these, you know, pieces of art, and he was trying to shop them around to sell them so he could make a living. And nobody was interested. Nobody cared. Nobody cared about this guy's art. They didn't even think he was a good painter. Lo and behold, hundreds and hundreds of years later, 300, 400 years later, I wish I could remember his name. I wish I could even search his name. But he's now one of the world-renowned greatest ever to do it. And that resonated with me so much that I now say to people, it's not about you. It's not about the likes. It's not about the love. If you've made something, opportunity is a click away. If you share that into the world, that opportunity might not come tomorrow or the next day or a week later or a year later. It could come a decade later. It could come 20 years later. It could come 30 years later and change your life financially. Or it might never come in your lifetime. But if you hold on to your art and your creativity, and choose not to share that, then again, what are we here for as creatives? Because I believe we are channeling these ideas for us to get them out and share, not to keep them to ourselves. That guy's paintings, artwork, his creations have probably inspired so many more artists and painters than he himself will have ever known. And that's what it's about. It's about creating and sharing and letting go and hopefully impacting other creatives. And if you can get paid in the process and make your life and time here easier, amazing. But opportunity is a click away. So for me, I'm in a place now where I create and I release. And it's hard not to have that expectation, but what will be. And social media is a trap with that, because everyone wants that dopamine hit. Everyone's looking for the likes and the love and the shares and the numbers. It's not about that. So this is a conversation with myself, as it's a conversation with whoever's putting out creative stuff, not just music. You know, if you bake cakes or bread, just being creative, you know, creating things out of nothing. That's what being a creative is. And here's another one I'll read out. You're still a creative even when your mental health requires you to step away for a time. It goes back to what I said before. For me, I started to realize the two things were linked. When my mental health would dip, I would think, oh, there's something wrong with me. And I didn't realize for years and years that my mental health would dip if I wasn't creating. I would wilt like a flower. Like I said, flower with no sunshine. You just start to... And I could never pinpoint what it was. Why do I feel like this? Am I suffering from depression? What is this thing? And I realized the remedy to it was being myself, aligning myself with my purpose and being a creative, making sure I am outputting creativity and channeling it and not letting the ideas go to waste. This last one I read out, and it goes back to what I've already just touched on, is you're still a creative even if your art makes little or no money. Exactly. Your monetary gain does not define whether you're an artist or not. Money is the bonus. Money is the thing that is a nice reflection that things are going in the right way. But if the money's not coming, it doesn't mean things aren't going in the right way. It's just we're in a world where we see money as the reward for things going well. As long as you're creating, things are going the right way. There is no such thing as failure. Whatever your endeavor is as a creative, as long as you are being true to yourself and being authentic and putting yourself out there, practicing, performing, creating, that's who we need to be. And that's where I'm currently at in life. I'm just like, my purpose is for me to be here is be creative, put that out in its most vulnerable form, hopefully make people feel good, but also I want to help people as well. I want to be here to help people, whether that's through conversations like this or through my other creative pathways. That's what I feel like my job is as a creative. But we have to always have an output, regardless of what the financial income might be from that. But that goes back to what I said earlier. If I would have listened to those people who told me, hey, it's time to stop being a creative, I wouldn't be making money from the thing that I love doing, which is making music. Fortunately now, I've found myself in a position, and I've worked hard to be there, is I make music and I find music for a fashion brand, and I create music for their campaigns. And it's a new space for me where I create music to a vision, a visual. And it's changed my whole creative process, where as a creative, you know, it's really easy to have those blocks where you, whatever you're trying, nothing good is coming out. Like, we do hit those brick walls sometimes. And when you're an artist, again, that archetype of the suffering artist, it's really difficult because you want to create, but it's nothing's being received. It's like your antenna is switched off. You're not a working antenna. Over the years, I've realized just be patient, try little things, you know, just sit and play guitar with no expectation. Don't try and write a song. Don't try and create anything. Just be in the moment and play. Same with making a beat. Just produce something with no expectation. doesn't have to be the best thing ever, but just do it. And now I'm in this new space where I have to work to deadlines and there's like a team waiting on me. So I don't really get that choice to have those blockages. And what I found is working in that way under pressure has now enhanced my skill set to not be stuck in the lulls as much, to not have as many blocks. And I've been really grateful for this type of work because, again, it showed me another path of how to be a creative. Because when you're just being an artist and you're on your own clock and your own time and you might not be getting paid to do it, we really get in our own way and we doubt ourselves. Oh, I'm shit. I can't produce. I can't write songs. I'm the worst person ever. And then like half an hour later, something will click and you're like, I'm the guy, man. I'm the best to ever do it. And that is the duality of like the creative mind, like the insecurity and the ego and those two things working in conjunction with each other. The push and the pull, the yin and the yang. It's a constant battle, but working in this new way where I have to work to deadlines and I've got a huge brand, you know, I have to meet this criteria and it's just me that does it. There is no team with me. It's just me doing it. And every campaign's different. I need fresh ideas, fresh sounds. The last one can't sound like the next one and vice versa. And it's really put me in this place of like just churning out stuff and getting better and better at doing it. And I get paid to do it. I get to wake up and make music for a living. And if I'm not making music, I'm finding music. And I am so grateful. And for any creative out there, no matter what you're pursuing, just keep going. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how thick and tough that mud is to walk through, always keep going. Never stop doing the thing you are blessed to do. And that leads me on to something that I came across Jordan Peterson saying about not everybody is a creative. And now I love Jordan Peterson. I've watched his videos for years and years and years before he started to become this popular icon, controversial celebrity, philosophical, all-round amazing human being in my eyes, who has really shaped my mindset. And I understand why some of the things that he says is, you know, controversial, but I operate from the lens of I will listen to what you say and I will take from it what I need to take from it and try and apply that to better myself as a human being and better myself in response to how I react within the world. And he has helped me do that 100%. But he was talking about not everybody is a creative. Now, I sat back, I listened, and I thought, I'm not sure whether I agree with that. Because for me, I think everybody is creative. But we have it drilled out of us through society. And that starts in school. You can have kids who are super creative, but they're too creative for that curriculum. They're too creative for that class. They're too creative for the logical side of learning. And it gets beat out of most of us where we all forget how to be in that childlike state of creativity and magic. A few of us retain it through life and we pursue it. Some of us pursue it to a professional level. Some of us pursue it just in a hobby, but some of us do carry on with it. But I do believe it's like flexing a muscle. It's like going to the gym. You can go to the gym for 5 years straight, lift the heaviest of weights or run the longest distances. But if you stop doing that for 6 weeks and go back and try and do that to the same level, not going to be the same. And I think that's how we start as kids. We've all got super active creative minds and we just have it beaten out of us as we continue through life and we go to school, then high school, then college, then university and jobs and then responsibilities and all these things. We find it hard to find the time to be as creative as we were when we were kids. So I'm not sure whether I agree with Jordan Peterson's statement on not everybody is creative. He was also saying that creativity is linked to intelligence, so you can measure one from the other. So highly creative people are usually highly intelligent, and he's saying not everybody is creative. So he's looking at more like from a, you know, a psychological point of view with professional knowledge and backing and studies. My belief is more kind of looking at things from a linear point of view of how our lives go in general. And I think most of us have that magic as kids where, you know, we believe in stuff that doesn't exist, and we all love to create scenarios of jobs that we don't yet have, or, you know, kids always like to pretend that they're looking after a baby that they're already parents, or, you know, doctors and nurses, or Jurassic Park dinosaurs. We've all been kids, we know how to create these scenarios in our heads and, you know, play with toys and be creative and put ourselves in this creative space. As we get older, we seem to lose that. So I think everyone is creative. We just lose it along the way. Can we get it back? I think 100%, but we've got to tap in and rediscover what our creative endeavors can be, what we're good at. Try it. It's okay to try things and it not work. Try something else. You can try something that you think you wanted to try your whole life. You might hate it. You might try something that you've never really fancied and absolutely love it. And we're just here for a short time to just express and have a little dance while we're here. That's what we're doing. We're all creating. We're all here to create. Life is a creation. The universe is creating. We are a result of that creation. So it's our duty to keep creating even more. I'd like someone to go back through this podcast and do a count of how many times I said the word creativity or creation. So with, you know, what Jordan Peterson said is creativity is linked to intelligence. I know some really creative people who are complete introverts. And I know some highly creative people who are completely extroverted, love socializing and love the spotlight. And I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm what you would call an ambivert. So I'm like an introverted extrovert. So if you put me on a stage, I would love that. If you put me in a room around like people I'm not really going to vibe with, I'd rather be at home chilling because I don't really get much from it. So I live in between those spaces, and I know a lot of people who also do. And creativity and intelligence, those things are definitely like synonymous. And creativity and social traits, those things are definitely synonymous. So I'd love to enter that conversation with someone like Jordan Peterson and dig a little deeper. But I think we all are creative. It's just finding it. And once you find it, explore it. And then get the confidence to explore something else after that. It's okay. It's safe to explore new things. People, unfortunately, will always try and talk you out of things, because I feel like sometimes when people see other people explore new things, it brings up something within them that they would love to do, but are either scared to pursue it, or they just don't have that drive, or whatever it may be. So they'll try and talk other people out of it, so they don't reflect as much on their current standing on trying something new and being creative. So for me, I think it's always great to just work in the dark. And by that, I mean, get your head down, crack on, and only tell people about what you're doing when it's ready, unless you're creating with other people and there's other people involved. Then obviously you can't hide it from people because you're all part of the process. But yeah, just try new things. People don't need to know. But you owe it to yourself in this short life that we have to try it, because you never know. And who knows? it might not resonate with people while you're here and you're alive. But as I said, going back to the artist from the Renaissance period, that when he was alive, nobody cared about his artwork. But 350 years later, he's one of the greats. And that's what the universe is about. That's what creativity is about. Just do it. Get it out there. We don't have to know fully the outcome of everything as a creative. And I think it's really important to, as I said, I'm somebody who creates a lot on my own, in my own space. I work with a team of creators, but I work individually on my own. And one thing I am super grateful is I have people in my life who will just check in with me. And one of them being my friend Adeo, who sent me a podcast, who is, you know, then inspired me to make this podcast. He sent me a podcast and it was about, you know, similar to this topic, creativity, why we're here, how to get out your own way as a creative. And this is somebody who I've made music with since being 15. And he's achieved so much in his life as a creative, as a musician. And I love the fact we still have that mutual respect, that we still both understand what it's like to still be creative all these years later and still face the battles that you can do as a creative person. And as I said, he's somebody that I see as a very successful person in his endeavors, but I still see him striving to do even more. And certain conversations I have with him are really inspiring, not just because of what he's achieved and like the level he's at, but it reminds me that this is just somebody who we've both known each other in spaces of being creatives, and we both have like a lot of respect for what we do. And we have conversations and we've got things planned and the wheels are in motion. But it's really important as a creative to have these people around you where you discuss and delve into what it's like for you to be a creative and what avenues to explore. And if anyone ever doesn't get it or anyone ever laughs at you, you're not around the right creatives. Because when you discuss ideas with the right people, those people will champion it. Those people will be like, explore it, see what happens. And if they don't fully vibe with what you're saying, they might try and help you see things in a different way. But we have to balance the thing out. If you have a creative vision, chase that with everything. Take opinions on board, but make sure it's not derailing you from your original idea. And it's really easy to let people do that. Whether this comes with age, I'm not sure. But I'm at a point now where I take things on board and inspiration and whatnot, but I never let it derail me from that original idea. Because again, it comes back to channeling. If you have an original idea and you are so compelled to get this thing out of you, and it's not just about music, again, it's down to any creative vocation, whatever your thing is, and you deny that in the original form that you felt, what felt right, then you're not honoring that thing that you're channeling, the energy of being a receptor of creativity. So that would be my advice. That's what I'm currently trying to do. And I'm in a space where I'm really happy doing it. And hopefully that can resonate through to you guys, and this can be an inspiring conversation to help you guys keep pushing forward as a creative, no matter what you're doing. I could list all the things that fall under the creative bracket, but we're here to just output these ideas, get them out. And if you're listening to this and you feel, oh, a bit left out, I don't feel like I'm a creative, 100% you are. You're a creative. Everyone's a creative. People might appear to be a lot better than others, but that does not mean you are not creative. Doesn't mean you have to write the best song in the world. Doesn't mean you have to be able to sing, act, perform, anything. Creativity is anything you want it to be. Making a meal is being creative. Making a piece of music, writing poetry, creating a new blanket, knitting, sewing. Everything you look around and see is a creation made by creative people. Society now says these people are known as engineers or inventors. They're creatives. So there's no reason you can't be too. So this was going to be a short episode. I aimed for about 30 minutes, but it's a bit longer than that. So I want to say thank you again for listening. Hopefully you got something out of this episode, which has been a bit different to the others. This is my first solo episode. And I'm going to start opening it up to you guys, the listeners. If you want to get in contact with me and let me know what you'd like to hear episodes about, what you'd like us to discuss. I've got some great guests coming up in further episodes. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to www.lifeissound.com. You can find the link there to buy us a coffee. And that means you can just donate whatever you want to donate to just help this podcast keep going. It takes a lot of time, dedication and effort to do this. But again, I'm enjoying it. I'm being creative and hopefully helping you guys in the process. I'll be back with some guests in future episodes. Remember to go back and listen to previous episodes if this is the first one you're checking in with. And thanks so much for listening. I really am enjoying this. I really do feel like I'm talking to an audience now, and that's a beautiful thing. So remember, always be creative. Try new things. No matter how hard life gets, life is good, life is sound, and I'll see you on the next one. Stay blessed.